Well, Lou, it was a neat game on Saturday night, and I thought maybe kind of get people caught up on both those games because obviously Friday you guys were in Winnipeg, you were busy this weekend. After you kind of, you know, think about it a little bit yesterday while you're watching your Vikings lose, did you have a bit of a...
I didn't watch 1 second. And you know what?
What's that?
I may not watch another second. But anyway, let's get on to hockey. Okay. Those guys... Okay, I'm going to leave it this way because you got me going, so I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
You know who the Minnesota Vikings are? And you know me well, so you know this is true.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings are like... certain family members and certain family friends. You love them, but you sure as hell don't like them that much.
That's right. And that cost me money too yesterday, by the way, Lou. So
I
feel like you're not the only one.
Yeah.
I left the rink yesterday. Was doing a little something, something. I got to the gym and I went, okay, before I go in, I'm going to look at the score.
Just look.
Well, I went, no, I'm going to look in another spot because that it might be 24-0, but it's probably the other way, right?
Got it wrong, yeah.
No, they didn't get it wrong. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I always do.
You.
It'd be weird if I didn't.
Because he loves it. That's the bottom line. People like that pain that I go through every Sunday.
Oh, Lou, I feel you. Hey, so I thought there was some cool stuff on Saturday.
I didn't
see the game, obviously, on Friday, so... I don't know, maybe kind of smoosh those two games in for us and tell us what you saw.
Well, I was really impressed in all sincerity as much Friday with a much younger prospect-based lineup, needless to say, against a very veteran-laden Jets team. Now, with that in mind, here's how important preseason games are to most quality veterans. Not a bit. So that Jets group was not invested, but... the Flames defended well. It was another good night for some of their top prospects. Dubé was as good as anyone. I like Valimaki. He had some rough moments, but there were some good moments. And they defended a real quality, at least Jets roster, very, very well. So there was a lot of positives to be taken away. So fast forward to Saturday. Now all of a sudden you basically have 10 guys in the lineup, a lot of your best forwards in the lineup. Saturday, and the highlight was, needless to say, the combination of Zarnik with Tkachuk and Backlund, who virtually supplied all of the offense. Zarnik with a hat trick, Tkachuk, who was just masterful in the game, making plays with three, Backlund a shorthanded goal and an assist. To the point that I think what I want to speak of, Kelly, is as of yesterday, how Bill Peters and the staff has gone about it, is there's still two groups of people here. And the one group isn't going to play all the time, just like tonight. But as far as trying to get work done, they've basically gone to one NHL-laden group and one other group. So that's where we are today. And the takeaway when I've watched the lines and the combinations is a little while ago, I don't think we would have seen those three guys together, talking about Backlund with Tkachuk and Zarnik. It was probably going to be Lindholm. But when you see a combination and chemistry that they had, you know what most coaches will do? They're going to leave it alone and see if it continues. Yeah. So when they practice today in their main group, which just ended about half an hour ago, even though only half the guys will play from the main group tonight, those guys are left together.
Lou, did you find the guys that went over to China were maybe running out of gas or emotion or that in the third period? Because it kind of looked like that to me.
Yes, I certainly did, and I don't expect anything other than it's still going to take them probably the better part of another week for the body clock and everybody who went there to catch up. You can tell when you chat with people, as you did this morning, that it's getting closer, but they're not there yet. There's still guys waking up at 3 in the morning and the sleeps are getting a little closer, but they're not adjusted yet. There's no chance they're adjusted, some better than others, but that's always going to be the way that it is. So I thought that was the case. And then the other thing I thought, Kelly, when it came to even, you know, use Dylan Dubé as an example. So three games and four nights, a ton of minutes, a lot of really difficult minutes in the game in Winnipeg. I thought his tank, despite the fact that he didn't go to China. Like, those kids have played a lot. you played in both rookie games and all those games, like that's five, six games in a really short span of time. It's six for him. So six for Valimaki. That's a lot of hockey. And it's a lot of hockey in September when you're still trying to truly get into to game shape. And with every passing game in the preseason, especially, you know, with good lineups that you're facing, primarily the best lineups always come on the road. Guess what happens to the pace? It goes up too. So, yeah, I saw it kind of both ways. The China guys and from some of the younger guys and prospects who have played a lot.
So with the way the Flames practiced today, Lou, probably a little bit hard to get some line combinations out. I did see that our buddy Ryan Leslie tweeted out that the top line will probably be Dylan Dubé on the opposite side of Lindholm and Spencer Fu. I guess to follow up on the Dylan Dubé point, are you surprised with how much he's playing? And it's probably a good sign for him, I guess, to take that as a good sign from Flames management?
Well, for sure. I mean, they want to look at him in each and every situation. And I think the story today is with Dylan is that for the first time in the last 2 weeks, he's not going to play the game at center. And I knew it was going to come. I just wasn't sure when, but he's going to play on the wing. So they're going to give him a different opportunity. I think most people feel, including myself, that if he is going to crack the opening night roster, there's a way better chance for him to do it on the wing. I don't want to get into the debate again because we have it every day. And it's not even a debate, but a discussion about whether this is going to be his time or not his time. And I'll leave that for the end of the preseason when decisions are made. And then we can really get after it as far as if he stays, if he doesn't, was he good enough to stay? Wasn't he? What matters and what doesn't? But that's the story for me. Now he shifts from primarily exclusively playing center in six games to now tonight you're going to find him on the wing with a good player in Lindholm and Spencer Fu. So that's one of the stories tonight for sure. And the other stories are Mike Smith starts in goal. A lot of people already today asking him how he feels. He's delighted to be back in Alberta. He described the ice in China as like playing in quicksand. So he said it's good to be back on a North American surface. And probably what we didn't talk about enough, guys, last week is remember those games were played on Olympic surface. That's not what the NHL's played on. It's played on 200 by 85, so that also affects how you defend for goalies so much so about when you can play the puck at times and especially your angles and positioning. So for somebody like Mike Smith, happy to be back on North American soil and wants to get off to a great start again. As he did last year, he was absolutely brilliant, an all-star, and his whole season changed when he got hurt February the 11th. So we'll see how it goes. And you know what, guys? I hate to kind of cut this short today, but Bill Peters wants to see me, and I got to get an interview done. So I don't know if you want to give me a few minutes.
No, that's cool. We'll let you do your thing, and we'll talk to you later tonight at 6 o'clock, obviously, and then tomorrow. No problem, Lou.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
That's no problem. There's Vito Labardius.